From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. The U.S. stands by a pledge to defend Ukraine. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. wants a peaceful solution in Ukraine, but says the United States will help Kyiv defend itself against Russia if necessary.
We believe we should attempt an honorable peace, but we also believe the Ukrainian people have a right to defend themselves.
Biden spoke Saturday at an international security conference in Munich. He said Russia's President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly vowed to work for peace, but instead has delivered, quote, tanks, troops and weapons to the conflict. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said at the Munich conference, it is unclear if the peace plan that has been discussed will succeed. She also voiced opposition to the idea of Western arms deliveries to Ukraine, saying more weapons will not resolve the conflict. Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for a third straight day Saturday, as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remained unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raids to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot the Islamic State group captured in Syria in December. The family of Katie Mueller, the supposedly killed American hostage, released a statement Friday saying they were hopeful that she is still alive. North Korea has tested a new anti-ship cruise missile that can hit targets with ultra precision, according to state media reports Saturday. The test comes before planned joint military drills by South Korea and the United States, which have drawn criticism from North Korea. State media did not give the date or location of the missile test, but said it was monitored by leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Yemen's Gulf neighbors denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup Saturday. That, as thousands of Yemenis took to the streets to protest the power grab. The six-nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthi rebels' actions as unacceptable escalation. They said it threatens the country's security and stability. But rebel leader Abdel Malouk al-Houthi defended the takeover in a speech Saturday, saying it filled a political vacuum and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. The Houthi militia dissolved parliament Friday and announced its plans to govern the majority Sunni nation, which lies on the Arabian Peninsula, just south of Saudi Arabia. TransAsia pilots who operate the type of propeller jet involved in Wednesday's deadly crash began proficiency tests Saturday as investigators looked at pilot error as a factor in the crash. TransAsia canceled 90 flights over the next 3 days to allow its 71 ATR pilots to be retested as required by Taiwan's Civil Aeronautics Administration. The plane crash killed at least 40 people and 15 people were rescued alive. Teams have continued to search the Keelung River for the three people who remain missing. U.S. President Barack Obama says with the right policies, the U.S. economy can continue to grow to one where those who work hard can get ahead. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said the $4 trillion spending proposal he sent to Congress Monday is built on middle-class economics. He said the proposal helps families afford child care, health care, college, paid leave at work, home ownership, and savings for retirement. In Washington, President Obama released his national security strategy Friday, saying the United States should not overreach or rely solely on military power to confront global challenges. Arup Pandey has more from the White House.
In his latest national security strategy, Mr. Obama makes clear that while the United States leads from a position of strength, quote, we are stronger when we mobilize collective action. This collective action, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Friday, is seen in the fight to degrade and destroy the Islamic State militant group in Iraq and Syria.
Together, we've taken out thousands of ISIL's fighters. Just last week, ISIL conceded defeat in the months-long siege of Kobani.
Arup Pandey, VOA News, at the White House.
Benin, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have announced plans to assist Nigeria in their fight against the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram. That in an announcement in Cameroon Saturday. More on all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.